Why this lesson? Lesson 4. Walked the client tool loop end to end. You define a tool, the model returns tool loose, your code executes, you send tool result back. That whole loop ran in your code. There is a parallel family where the loop runs somewhere else. Anthropic provides a set of tools where the platform itself does the work. You declare web search in your tools array, the model decides to use it, Anthropic runs the search, and the results come back in the same response without your code seeing the round trip. There is a second family where Anthropic publishes the canonical schema for a tool, the bash tool, the computer use tool, the memory tool, the text editor tool, so your application can use it without having to invent the schema each time, but your code still executes. And there is a third family that solves a scale problem. Tool search lets you keep thousands of tools in a catalog and have only the relevant ones loaded into context per call. This lesson covers all three. Same tools array shape from lesson 4, different round-trip patterns and different decisions about when each is right. Three categories. The taxonomy that matters in practice. The pattern from lesson OU author the name plus description plus input wise schema, execute the tool in your code, is the custom client tool path. Most production applications will mix custom client tools, lesson 4, with one or two server tools and possibly one Anthropic schema client tool. The decision per tool is, who owns this capability? Web search is Anthropic's, your domain logic is yours. Server tools, the three server tools you will reach for most. Web search, real-time web search from inside a Claude call. Declare it in tools and the model can decide to search. Anthropic executes the search and returns results in line. Two versions of web search matter. The current one adds dynamic filtering. The model writes code to post-process results before they hit the context window, cutting token spend by often more than half. The previous one does not. Dynamic filtering uses code execution as the internal substrate, so you do not need to declare code execution separately to get it. The exact version identifiers. Pricing, $10 per 1,000 searches, $0.01 each, plus standard token costs for the search-generated content. Each web search counts as one use regardless of how many results come back. Errors do not bill. Optional parameters worth knowing. Maxuses caps the number of searches per request. Limits cost when the model gets enthusiastic. Allowed. Domains and block domains filter the result set. User location localizes results. Citations are always on. Each cited claim in the response includes a web search result location block with URL, title, encrypted index, and up to 150 characters of cited text. The docs are explicit. When you display API outputs directly to end users, include the citations. Code execution. Run Python and bash in a sandboxed container. The model decides when to execute, writes the code, the platform runs it, results come back in the response. Use for data analysis, calculations, file generation, anything the model needs to actually run rather than reason about. Pricing is the key fact. Code execution is free when used with web search or web fetch in the same request. When either of those is declared, code execution tool calls do not carry the per execution charge beyond standard input and output tokens. Standalone code execution, without web search or web fetch in the request, carries the standard per execution pricing layer. There are three shapes to recognize. Search plus computation, one tool declared. This is the canonical case from the docs. Declare only web search. Dynamic filtering runs code internally to filter search results and perform the computation. Search plus top-level code execution. If you also want the model to call code execution as a top-level tool for tasks unrelated to filtering search results, plotting, file generation, a calculation that does not flow from search, declare both. The per execution charge stays waived because web search is in the request, computation only, no search. Declare code execution alone. Standard per execution pricing applies. Not ZDR eligible. Data is retained per the feature's standard retention policy. If your organization has zero data retention requirements, code execution is the wrong tool. Most applications can use it freely. Web fetch. Retrieve the full content of a specific URL, web page, or PDF. Different from web search, which finds pages, in that you give it a URL and it pulls the content. Useful when the model already knows the source, a documentation URL the user shared, a PDF you uploaded. Two versions of web fetch exist. The current one adds dynamic filtering. The previous one does not. The same pricing rule as web search applies. Code execution is free when the current web fetch is in the request. Dynamic filtering uses code execution internally. Declare code execution alongside only if your task also needs top-level code execution. The exact version identifiers. Anthropic Schema Client Tools. The second family. You execute the tool in your code, the L4 loop applies, but Anthropic publishes the canonical schema so you do not have to author it. You declare them in tools with their canonical type identifier. The model calls them as if they were client tools, with toolus, tool result round trip, and your code is responsible for the actual execution. The advantage over a fully custom client tool is that the model already knows what these tools do. The schema is standard across all Anthropic users, so your descriptions can be brief. The standard ones, bash, text editor, memory, are straightforward. You wire each up to your environment, a shell process, a file system, a key value store. The model calls, you execute, you return. The decisions are mostly about isolation and safety. A bash tool wired to the production shell is one mistake away from a real problem. A bash tool wired to a sandboxed container is fine. Computer use, the careful section. Computer use is the highest stakes tool. It gives the model the ability to see a screen, screenshots, move a cursor, mouse, and type, keyboard. On benchmarks like Web Arena, Claude achieves state-of-the-art results among single-agent systems. In production, computer use lets an agent operate any desktop application or website that a person could. Beta status. Computer use requires a beta header. Computer use 2025-11-24 for Opus 4.8, Opus 4.7, Opus 4.6, Sonnet 4.6, Opus 4.0, earlier header for older models. It is ZDR eligible, where it runs. This is a client tool. Your code runs the screenshots, executes the cursor moves, types into the application. The model decides what to do. Your environment is what acts. That distinction is what makes computer use both powerful and high stakes. Anything your environment can reach, the agent can affect. The discipline this lesson recommends: run computer use in a sandboxed environment, not against your real desktop or any environment that can reach production systems, user data, or services that cost money. A VM, a container, an isolated profile with limited credentials. Treat the agent the way you would treat a contractor who is given access only to what they need to complete the task and nothing more. This is general agent security discipline, not Anthropic-specific guidance. Track 20, AI agents and tool use, goes deeper on tool using agent design at a track level depth. For the building with Claude scope, know the tool exists, know the beta posture, know to isolate the environment. Tool search. The third family, distinct from the first two. Tool search solves a problem that compounds when you have many tools. A multi-server setup with GitHub, Slack, Sentry, Grafana, and Splunk integrations can consume around 55,000 tokens in tool definitions alone before the model has done any work, and the model's selection accuracy degrades meaningfully past 30 to 50 available tools. The mechanic. You mark tools with defer loading. True in their definition. The model sees only the tool search tool and any non-deferred tools at the start. When it needs more, it calls Tool Search with a query, rejects or BM25 variant, gets back 3 to 5 most relevant tool reference blocks. The API expands those to full definitions in line, and the model calls the right one. Two variants: Tool Search Tool Rejects, Python Re Search Patterns, max 200 characters, and Tool Search Tool BM25, Natural Language Queries. The rejects form is precise. The BM25 form is forgiving. When to reach for it? The docs are explicit. Good use cases are 10+ tools, tool definitions over 10,000 tokens, selection accuracy issues with large sets, or MCP-powered systems with 200+ tools. Bad use cases are fewer than 10 tools, all of them used frequently, or very small total definitions. The crossover is around 10 tools. Below that, standard tool calling is cleaner. Limits: maximum 10,000 tools in the catalog. The tool search tool itself can never have defer loading. True. Keep 3 to 5 most used tools non-deferred. It also preserves prompt caching. Deferred tools are not in the system prompt prefix, so caching the prefix still works. Lesson 7 covers prompt caching directly. The interaction matters in production. The server tool response shape. Server tools return a different content block type than client tools. Where a client tool produces tool use, a server tool produces server tool use, the models call, followed by web search tool result, or code execution tool result, or tool search tool result with the inline result. You do not handle a round trip. Everything is already in the response. Same iterate the content array discipline from lesson 1 applies. Your code walks the blocks, displays text, surfaces citations, and for server tools, does not have to handle the result round trip. Pause, turn. The server side loop. Server tools sometimes loop. The model searches, reads results, decides to search again, then formulates an answer. When the API needs to yield control mid-loop, for example, because results are still streaming or the loop has run long, you may see stop reason, pause turn instead of end turn. The pattern is documented in the server tools docs. The practical move is to send the response message back in messages as an assistant turn and recall the API to let the loop continue. Pricing implications. Server tools sit on top of standard token costs. The pieces: standard tokens, input plus output, build per model, lesson 3. Per tool fee, web search at $0.019 per search, code execution free when used with web search or web fetch, standard per execution pricing otherwise. Server tool results in context. Search results, code outputs, and fetched pages all count as input tokens on subsequent turns. The dial. Declare web search and code execution is free. Dynamic filtering uses it internally. Declare code execution alongside only when your task also needs top-level code execution. Use maxuses to cap web search runaway cost. Cache stable tool definitions per lesson 7. The same eval set discipline from lesson 3 applies. Measure whether the server tool actually improves your application's output enough to justify its cost. Common pitfalls: reaching for a custom client tool when a server tool exists. Building a web search wrapper around your own search backend when web search is one declaration away is wasted work for most applications. Use server tools for general capabilities. Custom client tools for your domain. Reaching for standalone code execution when web search or web fetch would also be in the request. The per execution code execution charge is waived whenever either is declared. If your task already needs current information search or page fetch, you get computation for free under the dynamic filtering substrate. Declare code execution alongside only when the task needs top-level code execution beyond filtering. Pure computation tasks with no search or fetch declare code execution alone and pay standard pricing. Running computer use against a real environment. computer use is powerful and unsupervised. In beta, isolated environments are the default discipline. A VM or sandbox, not your desktop or any system with production reach. Using tool search below the threshold. Below 10 tools, tool search adds complexity for no benefit. The crossover is around 10 tools or 10K tokens in definitions. Below it, standard tool calling is cleaner, treating server tools as ZDR equivalent to client tools. ZDR eligibility varies. Web search and web fetch are ZDR eligible, except with dynamic filtering enabled. Code execution is not ZDR eligible. If your organization has data retention requirements, check per tool before declaring, ignoring citations from web search. Citations are always on. The docs say when you display API outputs to end users, include the source citations. Skipping this is both a UX miss and a docs recommended discipline. What you do not need yet. Model context protocol. Declare tools that work across providers or connect to an external MCP server. Lesson 6. Prompt caching on tool definitions. Cut the repeated tool's overhead cost. Combine with tool search. Lesson 7. Advanced agent loops. The model plus tools converging on a task across many turns. Pause, turn in production. Lesson 8 onward. Subagents and Claude managed agents. One orchestrator plus many specialist subagents. Lesson 11. The Anthropic Advisor Server Tool. Research preview. Pair faster executor with higher intelligence advisor for long horizon work. Mentioned only. Lesson 11 territory. What you should remember. Three categories of Anthropic provided tools. Server tools, Anthropic executes, web search, web fetch, code execution. Anthropic schema client tools, you execute, schema is standard, bash, computer use, memory, text editor. Tool search, the scale tool for large catalogs. Web search, 0.01 per search, real-time results with always-on citations. Two versions, the current one with dynamic filtering, the previous one without. Optional maxuses allowed. Domains, blocked, domains, user, location. Code execution is free when used with web search or web fetch. Standalone code execution otherwise, not ZDR eligible. Web fetch retrieves full content of a specific URL. Two versions. A current one with dynamic filtering, a basic one without. Same pricing rule for code execution applies. Anthropic schema client tools, bash, computer use, memory, text.io, editor. Follow the L4 client tool loop. The schema is standard. Treat them like contractors. Minimum access, isolated environment. Computer use is beta plus powerful plus high stakes. Beta header required. Run in a sandboxed environment, not against real desktop or production. Tool search keeps up to 10,000 tools in a catalog. Mark each with defer loading. True, the model finds and loads 3 to 5 per call. Two variants, rejects, BM25, right above Pauldron Tannern tools, wrong below. Server response shape, server tool use, plus the matching tool-specific result block. Web search tool result, code execution tool result, web fetch tool result, tool search tool result. Inline, no round trip in your code. Pause, turn stop reason for mid-loop yields. Pricing, per tool fees stack on top of standard tokens, cache definitions per lesson 7, eval, whether the tool earns its cost. Where this fits, lesson 5 completes the tools layer at the Anthropic platform level. Lesson 6, Model Context Protocol, extends the same pattern to tools that live outside Anthropic's catalog and need to speak across providers. Lesson 7, Prompt Caching plus Context Management, makes the tools cost, BASOS, custom plus server plus Anthropic schema, sustainable across long sessions. Phase 3, Lessons 8 to 11, is where tools and the model converge on the agent loop. Lessons 4, 5, and 6 are the three flavors of tool the agent has access to.